Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America's rich heritage of Thanksgiving in prayer. We're going to be talking about this on this Thanksgiving Day on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's important, Matt, as God tells us in His Word, to be thankful always in all things. We're not always thankful for all things, but we are to be thankful in all things. And I think Thanksgiving is just a time to remind us to be grateful to Him for His provision, as well as we can also teach others about America's true heritage during this time.
It's a time to be thankful, and as you said, to teach others, public acknowledgments, obviously, of the providence and the guidance of God have been part of our history and tradition since its inception of this nation, from the Pilgrims to the founding era to the Civil War and even up to today. And it's clearly important to share the true meaning of Thanksgiving. This is a great day to celebrate, obviously, a time where people can be with family and friends, but also be thankful that we live in a country that has freedom,
absolutely,
that we have the ability to fight for freedom. You know, there's so many people around the world. We have our ministry, Liberty Relief International, that helps persecuted Christians around the world that are fearful that someone might barge into their church, their little underground meeting, their home, to take them away and kill them and torture them simply because that they are professed Christians in Jesus Christ. That happens all over the world. There's so many places around the world where even besides that, people live in abject poverty. And here in the United States of America, we have so much to be thankful for in this nation.
You know, and we can go back to a woman, Mrs. Sarah Hale. She's the editor of Gaudy's Lady's Book. And she deserves much of the credit for the adoption of Thanksgiving as an annual national holiday. You know, for two decades, she persevered and contacted presidents trying to promote the idea. And finally, during the darkest days of the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln responded in 1863 and issued a formal proclamation passed by the Act of Congress that set aside the last Thursday of that November as the first annual national day of Thanksgiving and praise.
Yeah, that's an amazing history. But you go back to George Washington, and his Thanksgiving proclamation reveals important information about the meaning of the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, September 25, 1789, the Bill of Rights was ratified by the United States Senate. The First Amendment was approved by Congress and sent out to the states for final approval. However, after the framers completed the Bill of Rights, Elias Boudinot, a member of the House of Representatives, said he could not think of letting the season pass without offering an opportunity to all U.S. citizens to return thanks to God for His many blessings. And that same day, the U.S. House passed the following resolution. And here's the resolution, quote, "Resolved that a joint committee of both houses be directed to wait upon the President of the United States to request that he would recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a constitution of government for their safety and happiness," close quote.
And you know, that same year, President George Washington declared November 26, 1789, a national day of thanksgiving to thank God for the Constitution and our new American government. It said, "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peacefully to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." And I think it's so important, Matt, when so many people are trying to push God out of various areas that we remember our country, the foundation of our country, was based on his word and prayer.
So if you look at the sequence, just to be clear again, it was on September 25, 1789, that the Bill of Rights was sent by the Senate after it was ratified to go out to the states for full approval. And the Bill of Rights contains the First Amendment of the United States Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same day, the same day that the Bill of Rights was ratified by the Senate and sent out to the people, is when the U.S. House passed the resolution that we just read. That was September 25, 1789. Both of them happened on the same day. And then just a few mm-hmm. days later, on October the 3rd, George Washington responded to the resolution by the House.
Right.
And that is what you just read, declaring November 26th to be a national day of thanksgiving.
And you see how these leaders respected the word of God, respected prayer, and called for thanksgiving.
So that same year, 1789, the Protestant Episcopal Church, of which President Washington was a member, announced that the first Thursday in November would become the regular day for giving thanks, quote, unless another day be appointed by the civil authorities, close quote. In fact, by 1815, the various state governments had issued at least 1,400 official prayer proclamations, almost half for times of thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half for times of fasting and prayer.
Mm.
So, you know, we have this long history, and then Sarah Joseph Hale picks up on that.
Right.
And then in the 1860s, when the Civil War was taking place, presses forward and says this needs to be something that is actually officially recognized as Thanksgiving. And that's when President Lincoln issued that formal proclamation in 1863.
You know, it had quite an impact on him, by the way, when he's walking among all the graves of all the soldiers that had given their life during that Civil War, and he realized the importance of acknowledging God and how dependent we are upon him when he set aside that day for an annual day of thanksgiving and praise.
Yeah, so you have the Thanksgiving Proclamation, which called Americans to pray with optimism and genuine thankfulness, noting that no human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just 3 months later, Holly, that he walked in Gettysburg, as you mentioned, where we had the loss of 60,000 American lives during that horrible time of our Civil War. And it was during that time that he is said to have committed his life to Jesus Christ, saying, quote, when I left Springfield to assume the presidency, I asked the people to pray for me. I was not a Christian. When I buried my son, the severest trial of my life, I was not a Christian. But when I went to Gettysburg and saw the graves of thousands of our soldiers, I then and there consecrated myself to Christ. An amazing history mm-hmm. as we come together this Thanksgiving Day to celebrate with family and friends and to be together, to just reflect on America and the long history. Thanksgiving has been celebrated from the very beginning. And in fact, it goes back to the very First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, where in 1789, when the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment, right to free exercise of religion, the Establishment Clause, right to free speech, right to petition and to assemble, when all of that was agreed upon and ratified by the Senate, sent out to the people for ratification and approval, that's when we had this proclamation.
Absolutely. And think about next year is going to be America's 250th birthday. What a celebration I think we're going to have. You know, but it's always important. Go back to the foundation of what the founders created this country and how they honored God and all their decisions.
No question about it. You know, we are, I think, very thankful for coming through this recent election.
Absolutely.
Because things could have turned out so much different.
Yes.
With the issues that were at stake. On the one hand, there was just a vile type of agenda that was being pushed by Kamala Harris and Waltz, that agenda that was pushing a radical abortion agenda, killing innocent children, and pushing the LGBTQ agenda. Now we have hope, we have freedom, mm-hmm. we have a lot to be thankful for, and now it is incumbent upon us to pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for Donald Trump, to pray for this nation to be a city that is a shining city on a hill, as Ronald Reagan clearly said, going all the way back to the Pilgrims. For more information, visit lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.